This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Abu Dawood with a reasonable chain of narration narrated to us by Abu Hurairah. This is the final hadith within the theme of makruhat as-salah, or the unrecommended actions during prayer. They will be playlisted together on Facebook and YouTube. Share them with your kids, make sure that they know what they are so that they can, inshallah, learn to do, to stay away from these things. We will inshallah continue and talk about the etiquettes or adab as-salah later on in the year, inshallah ta'ala. Starting next week, we'll start sharing inshallah the shama'il of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam within the month of Rabi' al-Awwal. I think it's a nice habit to maintain. The final makruh that I want to point out to you is what the Prophet alayhi salam pointed. He pointed out two things. I'm going to focus on one. The other one is a little more controversial and is a little more difficult to understand. Qala Abu Hurairah, anna nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wasallam naha 'an al-sadli fi as-salati wa an yughatti ar-rajulu fa wa an yughatti ar-rajulu fa. يغطي رجل فاه, for someone to cover their faces. السدل في الصلاة, scholars have understood this in different ways. The way that I think is most appropriate for understanding it is the way is regarding dress code. It's not regarding where you put your hands, because the madhahib have different opinions on where to put your hands when you pray, and the malikis don't say that you necessarily need to put it here. You can put it down, and it's a reasonable opinion, and it's an acceptable opinion within the madhab, and you can follow it if you like to. But the sadr that he's pointing out here, alayhi salatu wasalam, wallahu alam, is regarding how you dress your clothes, because the second piece of advice is also about clothing. It's about yughatti ar-rajul fa, covering the mouth. So when you're praying, you should be dressed in a way that is suitable to meet and speak and be in the presence of the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you shouldn't be covering your face, shouldn't be wearing your clothes in a way where one shoulder is covered and the other isn't, or you're wearing a jacket and the hands are not being, you have the hands just kind of lying on the side. You're dressed in a way that's inappropriate in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it's not, you wouldn't enter the room of a respected person in that manner. So it's a makruh in salah for someone to come dressed in a way that is not proper, like they're not properly wearing their clothing, or they're covering their mouths. And this goes for men and women, by the way. Covering the face during salah is makruh. You shouldn't be covering your mouth, unless, of course, you're in a position where covering your face is necessary for you not to die because it's very cold and you're praying outside in the open somewhere in Antarctica in the middle of winter. But aside from that, you shouldn't cover your face, and you should wear your clothes in a way that is suitable to meaning. And I see this happen here a little bit. How you dress outside the masjid is fine, and how you dress in general is that's not. But when it comes to salah, try to make sure that you have an alternative or a way so that you're dressed appropriately to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you don't have sadil and your clothes aren't being dressed in a way that's inappropriate, and you're not covering your face or covering your mouth in a way. To add to that, and to kind of, when you're wearing clothing for salah, try to avoid, and this is. It could be seen as a makruh. Some scholars don't really see it to be that, but I think it's worthy of sharing with you. Try not to wear clothing that have pictures of living things on them. And if you do, have something on top to cover it. So there's nothing wrong with you wearing a shirt that has some political statement or some ethical or social statement, and there's a face of someone. Like I've seen people come in with pictures of Malcolm X or Muhammad Ali Khalai or something. It's fine. In salah, it's better if that is covered. Like it's best if that is not apparent. And that's just regarding like clothing in general. Another, a last meaning for sadl, and I'll end with that, inshallah, is that you shouldn't be wearing clothing that you drag on the ground during salah. Now, you shouldn't do that in general, obviously, but in salah specifically, that should be avoided. Like, you should be wearing clothing that's not being, you're not dragging on the floor during salah, because it doesn't look very. And that's why a lot of my teachers, they never wore a abaya for salah, which is very common. They would wear a jubba, and it's a little bit different, because the abaya tends to be much longer. So you're standing there, especially if you're short like me, wearing the abaya, and half of it is on the ground because it was made for a tree of a person. The jubba usually is a little bit shorter, so it doesn't drag on the ground. And that's something the Prophet alayhi salam pointed out, and it all comes from making sure that when you're in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we talk about yawning, we talk about excessive movements in your hand, talk about having pictures in front of you or towards your qibla when you're praying. We talk about wandering with your eyes. Now, when we talk about praying when you have to go to the bathroom or food is just being put there. All of these things are makruh because they take away from your ability to pray appropriately and to focus. And it shows that you're not necessarily aware of the status of the one who you're in the presence of during salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of these things that the Prophet alayhi salam told us not to do when they're makruhat, they are there. If you remove them in your salah, then inshallah, yani you are in a better position in at least revering and respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you speak to him. I hope that was of benefit to you. يروي الإمام أبو داود والإمام الترمذي بسند صحيح كل في جامعه ومسنده عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم نهى عن السدل في الصلاة وأن يغطي الرجل فاه صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين جزاكم الله خير.